It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is meeting with key legislators and public safety representatives today to discuss proactive measures to decrease the risk of domestic terrorism. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
University of New Mexico professor Emil Nackley says three factors are driving domestic terrorism: the number of weapons available to American citizens, pervasive use of social media's dark side, and a more diverse U.S. population that creates fear among some people.
This is not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. And I expect domestic terrorism to increase exponentially as we move on in the next decade.
I'm Roz Brown.
Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima announced Tuesday he's running for a fourth term. Michael Hernandez reports.
So today I'm announcing that I am seeking re-election as mayor of the city of Las Cruces.
Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima says, quote, the character and the involvement of the community convinced him to seek a fourth term. The mayor announced his candidacy for re-election at a press conference downtown. Miyagashima, whose campaign slogan is, quote, building a great city, says he has many tasks left to accomplish as mayor. Among his top priorities is developing the site of some 100 acres of land on Loman Avenue that was once the city's landfill. Las Cruces bought the land across from Mountain View Regional Medical Center in 2018 from the city of Albuquerque. Miyagashima says the income generated by leasing the land would help fund programs for seniors and nonprofits.
This has the opportunity to really add to the quality of life of our residents by having, I believe, almost $1 million a year, totally unencumbered, as well as adding to our Telshore fund, if council agrees. And this will not only help the nonprofits that we serve, but also to help with affordable housing that we've been able to utilize in the past.
Miyagashima says when he was first elected mayor in 2007, the city had few amenities that improved quality of life. He says that's changed during his tenure and cited improvements to parks and recreational facilities, travel trails, and the addition of the downtown Civic Plaza.
Our jewel right here is the Civic Plaza, our downtown plaza. You know, not a day goes by, not a weekend goes by that we have a lot of fun, a lot of activities going on here. Of course, we built City Hall, which is another thing. We've passed a geobond, first time in over 50 years. So you're going to see a new animal shelter. You're going to see more walking and bike trails. We're building a new fire department, and not to mention our new public safety complex.
Miyagashima added that Las Cruces has no financial problems and highlighted the city's credit rating.
I have to point out our bond rating is the highest that any city our size can have. A lot of it has to do with my colleagues on the city council. Our careful financial management really lends itself to a high bond rating, which in turn leads to low interest rates for our residents.
Meanwhile, Border Patrol officials have dropped off thousands of asylum seekers in Las Cruces since April. The sudden influx prompted city council to budget hundreds of thousands of dollars in migrant aid. The mayor said he's received reports that those drop-offs are declining.
In fact, one day it was almost zero. So we, you know, that's, of course, is our number one concern right now and how we're dealing with this and whether or not this is going to go on, whether or not it's going to continue to go on for months on end.
The mayor also spoke about the need to fill the city manager position left vacant by Stuart Eade in April.
Of course, we're going to be looking for a new city manager. We're probably going to wait until the new council, hopefully I'm part of it, takes office in January 1st, and then get a chance to allow the new council to interview and choose the new city manager.
The 2019 municipal elections will mark the first time the city implements ranked choice voting. That allows voters to rank candidates by preference. If a candidate receives a majority of votes, they win. If no candidate receives a majority, the person with the least number of votes is eliminated. Their votes are then redistributed based on the voter's second choice. The process continues until there's a winner.
This ranked choice voting gives the opportunity for the residents to kind of get a chance to understand it, but also those whose vote may not have been for their particular candidate. This truly means that their vote does count.
Municipal elections will be held November 5th.
I'm honored every day to serve as your mayor.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
Four other candidates have announced their intention to run for Las Cruces mayor. Current city councilor Greg Smith, former counselor Jesusita Dolores Lucero, nonprofit founder Mike Tejas, and Gina Ortega, a business owner who ran for mayor in 2015. In more news, KVIA-TV reported Tuesday that Las Cruces Public Schools Superintendent Greg Ewing has resigned, citing September 9th as his final day as head of the district. Ewing did not publicly disclose a reason for his resignation. In a special session Tuesday and after two lengthy closed executive sessions with legal counsel, the Board of Education voted unanimously to accept Ewing's resignation and placed Ewing on administrative leave with pay until his departure. Steven Sanchez has been named by the board as the acting superintendent. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.